The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Recognition that nobody could help us or endanger us without Hashem's permission. Shalom uvracha. Sorry for the short delay. With some problem with getting into the line, which kamavan was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're talking about the fact that we recognize that we have no master other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody has intrinsic power. It's only the power that Hashem gave him. Therefore, we should put our effort in relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing His will, and He will set up everything else in the right fashion. I was just speaking in the last days a few times about the situation we're going through right now with the corona. We talk about it, but it's good to try to get something positive out of it. And it really is, at this point, is a special experience Hashem set up for us to make it more obvious to us how much He's the only one with power, nobody else has it. And the part, the central part of Avodas Bitachon is this nakuda of we know everything, but we have to feel it. We have to live with it. So, here we're seeing so many situations of how the power is going from one person and going away from the person. I think people we thought that are so powerful just suddenly lose it. Whether it be from the highest levels, the heads of states and heads of country, in all different ways, lost their power. Even in America, Mr. Trump, who did so many good things for the Jewish people, he lost his power. Until this day, people are saying was done legally, illegal, whatever it was. But whatever happened, that was a cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a message for us to see that you have the most powerful person in the world, and all kinds of things could happen and suddenly cause it to lose the power. We have the heads of state over here. Whenever they come out with a statement how successful they are, then something comes up. It's amazing. Now, Baruch Hashem, with the vaccination thing, very proud. We're the most progressive country in the world, and so many people taking the vaccination, and we're making it available. And together with that, when they started that, suddenly the numbers of people that get infected goes up. And with all that, everybody should be well. But all these are messages for us not to say, oh, look at that guy. He's not a Seder. He's a Seder. Look at myself and the way I look at things. I look at people that seem to be so powerful and look how powerless they are. And Mela, in my other interactions, obviously nobody's interacting directly with Mr. Trump or not with Mr. Netanyahu. But think about different things, the people that we are interacting in our own lives. And, oh, how I'm going to deal or manage with this person, the other person. And realize that I don't have to make it happen and I don't have to be afraid of him or her doing something. I have to do the right hishtadlus to interact in the best possible fashion, maspal takodesh boku, and he'll be the one who'll decide the right way that things should work out. You know, here we're not so aware of this, so some of us are more aware of this, but even the different types of panosa. So all kind of weird things are happening. Like in English, in England they call it properties, but in America they call it real estate, which is basically describing that type of thing, that this is the real thing. If you own an apartment building in Manhattan, you made it. You're a multimillionaire, or maybe even a billionaire. And you have guaranteed income.
Kol HaLashon.
So everybody's dying to get in there and to live over there and to do business over there. It's the shady stock market. Sometimes you make it, sometimes you lose it. Everybody knows the stock market is not the real thing. It's just a way of making money. And it can go up, double itself, and then within a few days, just fall drastically. And if we pay attention to what's happening in the world, everything's backwards now. Manhattan real estate, which was, like I said, considered a guaranteed way to make one's wealth, now it's suffering terribly for all different reasons even. I mean, kind of partly because the business there has gone down tremendously because the tourism has gone down tremendously and people aren't going around as much. And partly because, even, believe it or not, because the need to live nearby, the business district is becoming less important now that we entered the Zoom era, these type of things. But I'll call upon him for right now, that's what happens. I know people that were tremendously wealthy and they lost them out of everything. Good people. It's Hashem will give them back. And you have, on the other hand, the stock market, which is like playing the lottery. The people that doubled, tripled, or made 10 times the money in the time that you think that the, I don't know if you remember the past history, but like pace of time, a little bit before, pace of time, stock market collapsed, went down, I think it came out 40%, and then it jumped back to higher than it ever was before. But all this is for us to say to ourselves, what is this meant? How do I read this information? You know, even when you read a newspaper or you hear news, you have to know how to interpret it in the right fashion. And a person who's building his bitachon wants to live bitachon to take for himself certain messages. So this is one of the messages we could take for ourselves from all these things that are transpiring in the world. But the people with a big power, and they looked like there's no way they could fall, Rahman al-Islam, for some of them maybe it's good, so easily, within a matter of a few days, just fall and lose everything. And people that seem to have nothing, could suddenly everything could turn around. Because nothing is, no koach, no power, and no even ownership of anything, is something that's real. The only thing that's real, and is Kel Chai V'Kayim, Kodesh Bohu, who gives the chiyus to the whole world, and he's Mekayim the whole world. And he's Mekayim everything we need in our lives. I'm sure everybody could have many more pratim of current events. Instead of having the current events be reasons for getting more nervous and getting more uptight and depressed and whatever a person can get out of it, Hashem doesn't want any of the above. Hashem wants us to be happy. Hashem doesn't want us to be in a state of worrying and fear. And you know, the Gemara says, brings a, of course, a pasuk about a person who was a mefached, he was afraid. So, quote a pasuk about him. Pochadu chatoyim b'tzioin. People who are chatoyim, they were lacking in their keshuot HaKadosh Baruch Hu and emunah Hashem. They were the ones that are pachad. The pachad of tzaddikim, that maybe he's not doing enough averus and had done enough mitzvahs, so he has averus. That's a different story. Even in that, we have to know, take it in the right fashion. Our starting point in life always has to be that feeling of how fortunate I am to be in the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How fortunate I am to be his chosen nation. And we say that every day with our brachas in the morning. Shalai Asani Goy. I realize that I'm something special. We should be able to interpret the events in a fashion that will bring us more menuchas and nefesh and close to Kivus Elakim, and with that, tremendous Yad Shemai.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.